Welcome to Learning English, a daily 30-minute program from the Voice of America. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson. This program is aimed at English learners, so we speak a little slower, and we use words and phrases, especially written, for people learning English.
Today on the program, you will hear from Mario Ritter Jr., Susan Shand, and Brian Lynn. Later, we will present the next part in our series on America's national parks. But first, here is Mario Ritter Jr.
A group of military experts is proposing that the United States share its nuclear weapons with Japan and South Korea to answer the nuclear threat from North Korea. The experts' comments appear in Joint Forces Quarterly, a publication of the National Defense University. It notes that the opinions expressed in the article are not the official policy or position of the U.S. government. In talks with U.S. officials, North Korea agreed not to test nuclear arms and long-range missiles. Yet the country apparently launched short-range missiles on Wednesday. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has met three times with U.S. President Donald Trump. Their most recent meeting took place in June in Panmunjom along the border between North and South Korea. But the North has been slow to get involved in talks aimed at working out details of ending its nuclear weapons program. The U.S. government has offered to lift economic restrictions on the country once the program is suspended. The four military experts express their opinions in an article called 21st Century Nuclear Deterrence. The four serve in the U.S. Army, Navy, and Air Force. They wrote that the United States should strongly consider sharing of non-strategic nuclear capabilities during times of crisis with select Asia-Pacific partners, specifically Japan and the Republic of Korea. The Republic of Korea is the official name for South Korea. The term non-strategic mainly describes weapons like bombs that can be dropped from warplanes. The idea of the U.S. sharing nuclear arms with Japan and South Korea would involve deploying the weapons to the countries so they could be used in a nuclear war. The idea is similar to how the U.S. shares nuclear weapons with some members of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. The U.S. has promised to protect Japan and South Korea against nuclear attack. It also operates major military bases in both countries. The article on the proposal to deploy U.S. nuclear weapons in East Asia was released on July 25th. That is the same day North Korea launched two short-range missiles. Early Wednesday, South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff reported that the North launched several missiles from its eastern coast. The military experts suggest that American nuclear sharing with Japan and South Korea could be based on the NATO model with a few differences. Currently, the U.S. shares nuclear weapons with Belgium, Germany, Italy, the Netherlands, and Turkey. The NATO alliance now has a total of 29 member states. The article suggests that a possible nuclear weapons agreement in Japan and South Korea could be based on the agreement with NATO. Both the U.S. and the host country would need to agree to any possible use of the weapons. But some details may need to be changed for the East Asian allies. The article suggests that nuclear sharing with Japan and South Korea would improve a military partnership through joint regional exercises needed to deter North Korea. It also suggests that the move would provide a strong reason for North Korea to continue with negotiations to end its nuclear program. However, arms control expert Gary Seymour said the timing may not be right for the proposed nuclear sharing because of the current trade dispute between Japan and South Korea. Trade tensions between the two countries increased after Japan ordered restrictions on products exported to South Korean companies. The parts affected are needed in the manufacture of smartphones and high-technology devices. I'm Mario Ritter, Jr.
U.S.-based group is reporting the first successful artificial insemination birth of a southern white rhinoceros in North America. The announcement came from San Diego Zoo Global in San Diego, California. It describes the birth as an important step in saving another white rhino species from extinction. San Diego Zoo Global said that Mother Victoria gave birth Sunday to a healthy southern white rhino male at the San Diego Zoo Safari Park. All of us at San Diego Zoo Global are happy with the arrival of this special rhino calf, said Barbara Durant. She works as the zoo's director of reproductive science. Doctors use artificial insemination methods to treat infertility in people and other creatures. San Diego Zoo Global reports that scientists gave Victoria a hormone, which caused her reproductive system to release an egg. Next, scientists injected semen from a male southern white rhino named Mauto. His reproductive fluid was collected and frozen before he died. Victoria's pregnancy was confirmed in March of 2018. She carried her baby for over a year, 493 days. mother and baby will be kept away from the public to give them time to form a relationship. The calf will eventually meet the other five female rhinos at the Nakita Khan Rhino Rescue Center. One of the five is named Amani. Scientists expect her to give birth in September or October. The new baby rhino represents a critical step in our effort to save the northern white rhino from extinction, Durant said. Only two northern white rhinos currently remain on Earth. Both are female. The last male northern white rhino, named Sudan, died in March 2018. Scientists collected sperm from Sudan and other males before they died. Now, those scientists hope to use that sperm to help bring back the species. Southern white rhinos are a subspecies, or smaller grouping, of northern white rhinos. Scientists say the southern white rhino female will soon be used to carry northern white rhino embryos. Using these processes, researchers believe that a northern white rhino baby could be born within 10 to 20 years. Rhinos have long been hunted, and several subspecies are at risk of disappearing forever. The International Union for Conservation of Nature has put the southern white rhino on its red list of threatened species. I'm Susan Shand.
A 16-year-old American has received a $3 million prize after winning a competition for players of the video game Fortnite. Three other Americans also became millionaires as individual players in the competition. Kyle Giersdorf was declared the individual winner of the competition earlier this week in New York City. Giersdorf is from the U.S. state of Pennsylvania. In the game, he is known as Booga. Fortnite is an online video game that has about 250 million users worldwide. The company Epic Games created the game. The company also organized the competition, which it called the Fortnite World Cup. The event drew an estimated 15,000 fans at New York's Arthur Ashe Tennis Center. Epic Games says it has spent at least $100 million developing Fortnite esports activities over the past year. The effort ended with the championship event, which paid out $30 million in prize money. Players from around the world took part in qualifying competitions over the past 10 weeks. Kyle Giersdorf took the lead in the first of six games involving at least 100 players and never looked back. He scored nearly double the points of his nearest competitor. "It's insane," Giersdorf said after his win. "Words can't even explain it. I'm just so happy." The event also named winners in three other divisions. These included a competition for pairs, as well as one for well-known Fortnite players from around the world. Another competition decided the best creative players. Competition winners represented many countries outside America, including players from Europe, Canada, South America, and Asia. Some observers noted on social media the lack of any women in the 100 finalists of the individual competition. The lack of female involvement is despite recent studies estimating that nearly half of people playing video games in the U.S. are girls and women. Epic Games opened up the competition to anyone who wanted to take part, regardless of gender or age. Some experts say the lack of female competitors in the Fortnite contest is part of a wider issue of males mostly dominating esports competitions. In Fortnite's Battle Royale, players are dropped onto an island where they have to search for weapons and other resources to progress in the game. The goal is to kill off all the others to become the last one standing. Players can battle as individuals or in teams. The game does not cost money to play, but some items within the game can be bought with real money. Players who progress in the game reach higher levels as they play. Having a high position can give players a major advantage over opponents. Fortnite differs from some other popular online shooter games because it includes cartoon characters and some unusual fun elements. Players can choose different skins to give their characters an identity. Many of these characters are based on things from popular culture. One of the most popular parts of the game involves players creating special dances for their characters to perform. Some of these Fortnite dances have gone viral on the internet. The French press agency AFP spoke to Gersdorf's best friend, Colin Bradley. He said on the morning of the competition, his friend seemed worryless and energetic and was just trying to have fun. He's one of the smartest players. He knows when to attack, when not to attack, to stay high ground, Bradley said. He's a strategic player. Some fans said going to the event in person was worth it, even though the competition was also available to watch online. I didn't think it would be this much fun, attendee Carlos Da Costa told AFP. The level of competition these guys have, it's crazy, he said. A French gamer who goes by the name Couto told AFP he was impressed with how massive Fortnite had become. Especially everything they've invested in the players, he said. Couto, whose real name is Issam Taghin, took part in the Creative Players competition and won $86,000. For him, the popularity of the game is higher than ever. He says a main reason for Fortnite's success is that new and exciting things are always being added. So you can come back 4 months later and you'll never feel like you've played the same game, Taghin said. That's what gives the game life. I'm Brian Lynn.
Today on our national parks journey, we head to the far western part of Texas. The landscape here is severe. The Chisos Mountains rise from the desert. The Rio Grande River cuts deep into ancient limestone rock. Cactus plants flower under the intense sun. Welcome to Big Bend National Park. At first sight, Big Bend seems empty of life, but the park is home to many plants and animals. Over 450 kinds of birds can be found within the park, along with 75 mammal species and more than 50 kinds of reptiles. The park's diversity comes from its three different ecosystems. Within the park are mountain, desert, and river environments.
The Rio Grande sustains the park. The river starts high up in the Rocky Mountains. Melting mountain snow is its main source. It travels more than 3,000 kilometers on its way to the Gulf of Mexico. The river cuts through the dry Chihuahuan Desert. Big Bend National Park contains the northernmost part of this desert. It is the second largest desert in North America. Much of the desert is south of the border in Mexico. The Rio Grande serves as an international border between the United States and Mexico for about 1,600 kilometers. The park itself shares a border with Mexico for 189 kilometers. The Chihuahuan Desert is the largest ecosystem in the park. 80% of the park is desert. Animals like jackrabbits, roadrunner birds, and mule deer live in the Chihuahuan. Many cactus and yucca species thrive. These are succulent plants. Most succulents have thick, heavy leaves that store water. Cacti store water in their stems.
High up in the park's Chisos Mountains, you will find fir and pine trees, aspens and maples. Temperatures here are much cooler than down on the desert floor. The entire Chisos Mountain range exists within Big Bend. It is the only mountain range in the United States that is fully within a national park. Its highest mountains, Emery Peak and Lost Mine Peak, each rise more than 2,000 meters above the hot desert floor. The woodland environment in the mountains is home to black bears, mountain lions, and gray foxes. It is also home to many kinds of birds. Visitors are drawn to the park because of its rare and unique bird species. One of these is the Colima warbler. These small gray, yellow, and red birds arrive at Big Bend in the springtime to mate and nest. Then they return south to Mexico. In the late summer, mountain sage flowers appear. Hummingbirds, blue-throated, ruby-throated, Magnificent and Lucifer seek out these flowers.
Along with its plant and animal life, the park is also rich in cultural history. Archaeological records of humans in the area go back about 10,000 years, beginning with the prehistoric Paleo-Indians. Later on, the Chisos Indians lived here, as did the Comanche and Jumano people, and other native groups. Spanish explorers began to arrive in the area in the 1500s. They were searching for gold and fertile land. They described this land as despoblado, or uninhabited. Much of what is now Big Bend National Park was Mexican territory until 1848. Mexican settlers farmed and raised animals here. In the early 1900s, many Anglo-Americans began settling in the area.
Big Bend became a national park on June 12, 1944. It covers more than 320,000 hectares. President Franklin D. Roosevelt established the park just 1 week after D-Day. That is the day American and British troops invaded Normandy, France. As America's attention centered on World War II, Roosevelt established a new national park for future generations to enjoy. For several years before the park was created, hundreds of men worked to build roads and trails to prepare the area for visitors. They built the 11-kilometer road that leads to the Chisos Mountains Basin. A basin is a large area of the Earth's surface that is lower than the area surrounding it. Today, the basin is a popular place within the park. Visitors can stay in the Chisos Mountain Lodge there or at campgrounds. Many of the park's hiking trails begin near the basin. One of the most popular is the Lost Mine Trail. It starts near the Chisos Mountain Lodge. The trail goes up sharply through forests of pine, juniper, and oak trees. The 8-kilometer-long hike passes by lookout points for viewing Casa Grande Peak, one of Texas's major mountains. Hikers can also enjoy a view into the park's Juniper Canyon.
More than 300,000 people visit Big Bend each year. Most come between November and April, when the weather is cooler. A favorite way to explore the park is by boat on the Rio Grande. Many tour operators organize rafting trips. Rafting trips take you through many kilometers of beautiful deep canyons. They may last half a day or several days. On longer trips, travelers sleep next to the river in tents. Another way to enjoy the Rio Grande is in its many hot springs. These are places where hot water flows up from underground. The water temperature is over 40 degrees Celsius. The river's hot springs are said to have healing properties. They hold mineral salts from the earth. Big Bend National Park has offered beauty, excitement, and recreational challenge to visitors for more than 80 years. It is a true treasure of Texas and the larger United States. I'm Katie Weaver.
And that's our program for today. Listen again tomorrow to learn English through stories from around the world. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.